Good morning, everyone. My name is Christelle. Our family moved here from the Philippines on February of 2018. With no relatives here, we tried our best to build a new life, including finding a parish to attend Sunday Mass. We had tried a few parishes, but only St. Anthony's felt like home. I've had a very colorful past. I was labeled the black sheep of my family. All my siblings were very intelligent, while I barely passed my academics. There was always something I was doing wrong in the eyes of my parents. I even got disciplined by my father and ended up black and blue, and no one from my family helped me. I harbored so much resentment and hatred that I started drinking and smoking at an early age. I got so tired of my life that I tried many times to kill myself. I looked for love and validation from other people, experimenting with many things, and even relationships with the same sex. An older guy I fell in love with got me pregnant. I was 20, so I relied on his plans for the future. He promised to love me forever, but we were not ready. And so, he made me get an abortion on my own. Then, he left me. I spiraled so deep into guilt, self-loathing, hatred, and loneliness that I drowned myself in things like alcohol. One day, I woke up not remembering what I did the previous day. That was a turning point. I remember saying a short prayer that I needed help. I then met a man, James, and he slowly brought me back to life. He encouraged me to confess my sins and get back to the faith. God bless him. He was patiently and lovingly beside me throughout the drama. We got married, had two kids, but sometimes the guilt, self-loathing, and shame from the abortion would overcome me. I accepted that I would live with this sin for life. And every hardship with our pregnancies, I associated it with God punishing me. So it was our third Mass here, and this priest every Sunday kept talking about Alpha. One Sunday, he was talking about Alpha and 40 days for life. He talked about a woman who called out to him that she was happy about her abortion. He said he wanted to tell her, God loves you. You can be forgiven. He then talked about the central message of the Christian faith, the kerygma. He said, that woman probably doesn't know that God made and loves her, and that Jesus came to bring her home. She may not even know she needs to hear this, because everyone in our culture acts tough and looks as if they have it together. But deep down, because our conscience is always active, we carry a burden of guilt that we try to ignore. And nothing can take away that guilt except God. And I was thinking, this is weird. That priest is weird. I think he has superpowers. He can see my sins from the altar. When I got outside, there was a poster about Alpha. So I asked the lady at the welcome booth, Jessica, what it was about. One thing made me sign up: a free dinner. When I told James, he immediately rejected the idea because he did not want to drive again after work. I countered, we don't go out alone together anymore. Let's make it a date night where you don't have to pay for dinner. He agreed. I had no expectations of Alpha, but during the first night, the first question was one that was going through my head for so long. Is there more to life than this? So we were hooked in a way that intrigued us. The topics, the discussions, the friendships that we were slowly building were exciting. It was also a chance for James and me to talk about meaningful things besides the kids. It was, however, the third night of Alpha that changed me. I had been living with unworthiness and shame for a long time because I had committed the greatest sin a person, a woman, ever could. That third night, I understood true love and forgiveness. On the cross, Jesus took all of my guilt and shame. Since God has forgiven me, I should forgive myself. Some weeks later, on the Alpha Day away, I finally offered everything I was going through to the Lord and opened myself to receive His grace. I felt so light and happy, like a big weight had been lifted off of me. Soon after, I made a heartfelt confession and knew Jesus forgave me. I found God's healing through Alpha and experienced the reconciliation Father Justin has just mentioned. I learned and accepted that God is love. A relationship with Him and the love He gives are the most meaningful of all. I know in my heart now that He sees me, my efforts, and has always been calling me. It was me who was not paying attention. He patiently waited for me to realize that He was offering to forgive my sins. Despite my unworthiness, He was making a beautiful masterpiece out of my life that He wanted me to finally enjoy. He sent me a good man to marry. Now, He sent me a good man to marry who is so patient and loving. Most important, He has changed how I see my kids. What I thought were balls and chains in my life, now I see them as two beautiful souls to nurture and a chance to share in Jesus' redemption despite my sins. Now, I serve in the parish as part of the Alpha team, help Father Justin with filming videos, and I'm involved in our school. You may think I do not need Alpha, but maybe somebody you know does. Your invitation and presence could touch somebody who needs it. What's there to lose? Try it for one night. Thank you, God bless, and Merry Christmas. Maligayang Pasko po.